Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Billy Mansman. He is the Director of Performance Analytics at BCM, a performance marketing agency that focuses on post-cookie measurement solutions. And Mr. Mansman, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Eric. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what exactly is zero-click search, and why does it present a challenge to businesses and agencies alike?
Yeah, so zero-click search is exactly what it sounds like, right? It's a search when someone doesn't click. So you go into Google, right, and you search for something, and maybe you're just asking a random question, and all those paid ads and organic links come up, but then actually Google sometimes has that box that kind of answers the question for you, right? So if you're like, oh, what's Ray's Pizza's phone number, and you search and then the phone number pops up, you got what you needed without clicking on anything. That's a simple example, but when we're talking about the world of advertising, right, it could be a potentially big deal because people often measure the effectiveness of their advertising based on the clicks, right? So the most common measure that is used in SEO is based on this idea of how many users did we drive to the website. But more and more over time, people aren't clicking on ads or on SEO content links, right? And so that changes the way that we have to measure the effectiveness of our search efforts if that becomes more of an issue over time. And so that's really the conversation that we've been thinking about a lot is like, what is the effectiveness of search if someone doesn't click on it, right? Because Google is really pulling that information from somewhere. So the information that you put out there is still having value, even if it doesn't click. But quantifying that is a real measurement challenge.
And with all that being said, and a question along these lines as well, how does the growing presence of AI make zero-click search a more prevalent issue than ever before?
Yeah, so these zero-click searches have been something that have existed on Google for a little bit of time. But now generative AI is making it really, really something that's on the forefront of our minds, right? If you're familiar with the Google SGE experience, someone might Google a question and it will say, hey, this is what the AI has taken from all of the results on Google, right? And so it's giving people, or it's going to give people, when it's fully rolled out, a lot of the answers to their questions without clicking on any of the content. And so the expectation across the industry is that organic clicks are going to dramatically go down once that's fully rolled out, right? And then even beyond that, when you look at just generally the use of search engines, a lot of people are now going to things like ChatGPT to ask a question. And so they don't even land on Google at all. And so the conversation that we're having as we look at our SEO efforts is, does the growth of AI mean that SEO is simply going to be less valuable because people are coming in to our websites less often through SEO? Now, we could argue one way or another, but to be honest, we don't know the answer yet of really is SEO going to be less valuable in the future, right? And so Google SGE, kind of like the content that Google has now, is pulling from all the data on Google. So you need data about your business out there to be a part of those AI responses. But what is the value of that? And that's really sort of, as I was alluding to earlier, is the major measurement challenge, right? And so I'm an analytics person, right? So usually for me, it's not a binary yes or no, but about quantifying it. And so the question is really, is SEO more or less valuable now? And it's more so, how more or less valuable is it? Because that's really going to determine how we want to strategize these things in the future.
Well, I'm sure you have the attention of the audience with that concerning news. No doubt you've got mine. Now, how can websites quantify the value of zero-click searches for their business, given no direct traffic comes from them?
Yeah, so I think for us, we want to reorient the conversation away from being just about the value of a click, right? And towards the value of an impression or just simply being there. And so that's sort of the direction that a lot of things are headed. But for me, that means finding the relationship between showing an ad on search or showing an SEO link and the growth of our clients' business outcomes, right? And so instead of saying we drove this many clicks, it might be we served this many impressions and your business grew. And so if our client is focused on revenue, that means quantifying the revenue value of a search impression, right? So you might find that in the aggregate, every time you show a search impression, your revenue grows by 1 cent or something to that effect. And when you quantify that over thousands and thousands of millions of impressions, that those zero-click searches are having value, right? And so a lot of that comes down to modeling the relationship. So I'm a bit of a stats nerd who like spends a lot of time in R coding a univariate model between the relationship of impressions to revenue, right? And so that's sort of what we're trying to do is quantify the impact of things like impressions to the overall business results. And so if you're using a media mix model or econometric model, it might not be using clicks anymore to quantify the value of your search. It might be simply using impressions. In general, I think what's the direction that we're moving in, if people aren't clicking on search, it means being less comfortable with that direct attribution of this person clicked this link and then did this action, and looking at things more in a macro lens. What was the value of us being there in general over a long period of time?
Really do appreciate your visit and the information and insights shared so far. We're speaking with Billy Mansman, the Director of Performance Analytics at BCM, a performance marketing agency that focuses on post-cookie measurement solutions. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question, how does this approach fit into your larger approach to measurement?
Yeah, so I talked about the value of a click, right? And saying that the click may not be the end state of our measurement. And this is really happening more than just the search side of things, right? So we talked today about zero-click search, but a lot of digital media is moving away from clicks across the board. So when you look at emerging media channels where advertisers are starting to spend more, channels like TikTok, channels like Spotify, we're not seeing as much value in a click on those channels, right? So audio is a great example of this, right? If I'm at the gym, and so I was actually at the gym this morning listening to the Bill Simmons podcast, right? Or if you're listening to this, the Enterprise Podcast Network, and you hear an ad for something that you might want, you're not necessarily going to stop your workout, right, and go click on that ad and go buy something immediately. That doesn't mean that the podcast didn't influence you, right? That podcast ad didn't impact your awareness of the product and things of that nature, right? An example that is really common is people listening to podcasts on their drive to work. You're not necessarily going to pull over and buy something right there in that moment, but that had an impact on you. And so the click is effectively unmeasurable for something like Spotify in terms of its total impact. And then on the TikTok example, right, people are spending a lot of time on something like TikTok, but they don't necessarily immediately click out of the platform, but that doesn't mean that it's not influencing them along the way. And so when we look at our emerging media at BCM, we're looking at a lot of these unclickable media channels, and we're sort of wondering what is the best way to measure them. And so when we look at testing these, a lot of it is coming in the form of modeling the impact of what is the value of being there in the long run, looking at the value of an impression, right? Or looking at the value of a view on YouTube and doing things like controlled lift studies where we say what happened when we were there and what happened when we weren't there. And so in general, this click, which has sort of been the standard bearer, the clicks and the cookies that media has been measured, that's changing a lot. And so our measurement approach has to change with it. And that's been our priorities lately on the analytics side at BCM.
Some more interesting information, no doubt about that. Lastly, what advice would you give to businesses and agencies on how to future-proof their measurement strategy in a zero-click world?
Yeah, I'll give two pieces of advice here. First off, I'll just say, don't wait to have this conversation, right? Because you have to educate your clients if you're an agency. You have to educate your internal stakeholders. You have to educate maybe your C-suite executives within your company that the way that we're measuring the effectiveness of search and media in general is changing a lot. And you don't want to be caught flat-footed, right? Because a lot of systems that we're using to sort of attribute performance are really reliant on clicks and really reliant on click conversions. But that's not necessarily going to be the way that we measure in the future, and we want to be prepared for that. The second piece I'll just say is that for the future, we may need to look to the past a little bit, right? The seeds of the future lie buried in the past. And if you're like me and you've ever read an advertising book from the 1990s in the pre-digital world, what they always talk about is they say, we ran this ad campaign in our business group, right? And that's really the way that we're moving again, except with a lot more technology at our disposal. And so it's about looking at the impact of what we're doing on the total growth of our clients' businesses, but then deploying a lot of this AI and marketing technology that maybe wasn't afforded to us in the past. And so in that way, the new plan is kind of the old plan, which is sort of an interesting conversation to have. But I think that's sort of where the education piece of why this is happening is becoming extremely important.
Mr. Mansman, we certainly do appreciate all the information shared and your joining us on behalf of BCM and what you do in this space as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on BCM and or to be in contact directly, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so BCM stands for BB Clark and Myler. So you can find us there. You can find us on LinkedIn, et cetera. So I would go to bbclarkandmyler.com to find more information about us.
And of course, as always, for your convenience, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Mansman, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Billy Mansman, the Director of Performance Analytics at BCM, a performance marketing agency that focuses on post-cookie measurement solutions. And for all the details, visit bbclarkmyler.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.